One second, y'all. Oh, people don't understand. This is the production. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, it is me, your girl, Labor Lee, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Listen, let me just say, we'll get to that in a minute. Welcome to the show. It is here in Baltimore. We are currently under inches. I didn't even check how many inches we accumulated just yet. And it's still snowing. So we're under inches of snow right now. If by chance it gets crazy on the whatever we're doing here situation, I am going to go to audio and just cut the camera off just to be safe. And so you can hear me. Hopefully everything will be everything. But hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully. But my babies, it's crazy out here. Like I said, we are under inches. And I ain't talk about no one or two. I ain't talk about that. Listen, it ain't for the weak to live up north. I'm trying to tell you, everybody not ready for the things we got to go through. But today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get in on this gab beat and be nosy and find out what's going on and what's happening. And I'm nosy, so I be wanting y'all to be nosy with me. And that's what we doing. We being nosy today. So far, so good. Doc is not here to tell me if my audio and stuff is percolating. But so far, it seems like everything is percolating. Let me make sure of what. Wait a minute. Oh, y'all have entered the house that Cat built. Sorry. Now, I wanted to see one thing really quickly before I go all the way in, because I'm going in. All right, that says that it's there. Let's make sure this is good and everything is a go. I don't know. Okay. So, anyway. Anyway, hold on, because I did some things today, but I don't know what's happening. Anyway, so today is Media Monday. Let me know if you can see me and hear me. I would have. Oh, child, I want to start with some good news, actually, and I'm going to tell you why, because we recently, okay, we're starting to have some craziness. Let's see what's happening. I'm afraid. And it's a little laggy right now. I told y'all we are in craziness, so I'm just going to turn off the camera for a minute, and then I'll be back. Hopefully you guys can hear me and everything. Because there's craziness around these parts. But I'm going to keep going. And you'll be able to go listen to, if it's lagging on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch, you'll be able to go and listen to it on the website or wherever you need to listen to it. Because this is craziness. For the last few days, I have had nothing but crazy, crazy, crazy reception. So I don't know. Let me say these things, because I almost jumped into the conversation without saying the things I needed to say. Join the conversation. Drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. If you drop a text or you drop a comment, I will read it out loud on the show. And if you drop a comment, it'll be on the screen. If you call in, just know that you will be live on the air, and it's just what it is, okay? I just want fair, give you your fair warning, because everything's everything on the audio. Okay, I don't know. It's looking laggy still, so I don't. Yeah, I don't like it. We're gonna, but I'm here. I know what I'm looking at, and I know what I need, and it's looking, it's doing better on the audio. So that's what we're gonna do right now. And we'll see in a little while. But anyway, if you want to contact us for any reason at all, my darlings, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. Yes, we do. We love those. Hit the like button, though. I really love when y'all hit the like button. I know y'all can't really see me today. Y'all ain't got no visual like that. Well, it's here and there, but it's weird, and I don't want to live in the weirdness. Oh, no. Okay. So, but anyway, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. I hope that as we go, these things, this internet will get better as it, you know, the snowstorm subsides, or hopefully the snowstorm subsides. But yeah, we are in the middle of a snowstorm, so please forgive me for not being on camera. So I reported, I want to say last week, maybe the week before. I'm not sure what week it was. But I reported on Trey the Truth's daughter being missing. And we knew who the culprit was who took baby girl, because Trey the Truth has custody of her. We knew who the culprit was, which was her mom's. And so he was trying real hard to get his daughter back or whatever, but she has been returned to him, and I'm very excited about this. It makes me happy, because I don't play about them babies at all. I need them babies well taken care of, and I don't need nobody playing with them. So anyway, sorry, y'all. It got stuffy in here, but it's like, I don't know. Hold on. Let me fix this. Okay, so Trey the Truth has been looking for his missing daughter for months, and now they've finally been reunited. I'm just so happy about this situation. Let me see. I'm gonna try to bring the camera back. Let's see. Let's see. All right. I'm gonna try to bring the camera back briefly. I don't know what's happening, but if it's still real laggy, I'm going to just go back to the mic. Anyway, so they've been reunited. The Houston rapper says that he got a call at 8 a.m. on New Year's Day informing him that his ex, the mother of his six-year-old daughter, Truth, had been arrested in El Central, California on child endangerment charges and development that led him to his kid. Child endangerment charges. What the heck? So Trey tells us that he hopped on the next flight to San Diego from Texas and drove over 100 miles to the small town near the U.S. border with Mexico, where he was reunited with Truth, his daughter. According to Trey, his ex will soon be extradited to Texas. He's already back in the Lone Star State with their daughter. She a cute little girl, too. Now, as reported, Truth was missing for 4 months after Trey claimed he dropped her off in August for what was supposed to be a two-day visitation with her mother in Houston. Okay, hold on. My baby doctor entered the building. Hi, honey bun. I'm on there. Okay, Doc, I'm glad you're here. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Sometimes we're late. I'm glad you're here to let me know that the audio and visual is good. I'm afraid because it's been getting laggy, but it's because of the bad weather. We're in a winter storm right now, and what comes with winter storms is horrible internet. But we're making it. Friday was horrible. And then I tried again on Saturday and that was horrible. So I don't know. All I can do is just, I don't know, hope for the best for this evening. Anyway, so Trey says the mom never returned the kid and claimed his ex had been moving the child from various homes with the help of her grandmother and a few others. Dang, she got the family in it. He said that he hired private investigators who tracked the mom to California, where she seemingly vanished until her arrest. And now that he's reunited with his daughter, Trey tells us that he's emotional, and his plans to take things one day at a time. He plans to take things one day at a time. I am so happy that man got we ain't going nowhere. We are up in here. Everything we need to have, we have. The necessities, toilet paper, soap, you know, all the good things that we need to have, food, heat, everything is good in here. Our generator, just in case, you know, but we haven't had any power outages, thank goodness. We're just in a lot of snow. But it's to be expected, like I said at the top of the show, when you live, the further north you go, the more likely you get snow. Oh, bars. But it's the truth. Further north you go, the more likely you get snow. I've been in it for years. Experienced many blizzards. I wouldn't say that this is a blizzard. I'm just going to say it was a winter storm and it brought forth a lot of snow. You know what I mean? Doc said bars. I'm just saying, there was some further north you go, the more likely to get snow. You are to get snow. It is what it is. So I accept it. It is what it is. So I'm happy. I wanted to deliver the more happier news, I guess, versus starting with the shenanigans. Oh, I got shenanigans. Don't ever get it twisted. But maybe this might be some more, I got, and this is more happier news, because becoming a parent for the first time is always a beautiful thing. I've experienced it, so, and it was a beautiful thing. Now, it'd be some stuff around it that may not be so beautiful, but the process of becoming a parent is a beautiful thing. And maybe this will make her father get his life together. Because he got stuff going on. But Coyle Ray has a lot to look forward to in 2025. The rapper is pregnant and expecting her first child with her boyfriend, Trippy Red. Girl, you better than me, girl. You better than me. But whatever. You like it, I love it. I ain't got no beef. The daughter of rapper Benzino, this is why I said, hopefully this will help her father get his life together. Probably not, but we'll see. She has a big update on Instagram in honor of the new year, uploading several pictures of her growing baby bump. Oh, this is going to give her a little bit more, because she's skinny as hell. I wonder how thick she's going to get off of being pregnant. Because, you know, you're pregnant. You get a little thick. I ain't going to lie. I got pregnant. The first things that blew up was my boobs. I didn't start showing until I was like, seven months about that, and then I blew up. And I ain't gonna lie, me getting pregnant did give me a little extra booty cheeks, just a little bit. But then I had the baby, and I lost weight fast, seemingly fast. Like, I wasn't huge after I had my daughter, and I didn't tear, thank God. But you know, pregnancy give you some extra curves and some extra, little extra. Yeah, it give you a little extra, you feel me? I always had boobs, but they just got bigger. I felt like Dolly Parton for 2 seconds, for 9 months. And I got a little extra booty meat. So, you feel me? Like, I don't know how far along she is, though. But she also shared a couple of loving pictures of her and Trippy cradling her baby bump, showing the fellow rapper was equally elated about their upcoming new edition. She wrote, "I'm a rock star mommy. We ready for 2025. So far, she still look a little bit small to me. I mean, you know, because she's a tiny person, so she ain't going to get but so big. But she in little areas, but she's a tiny person, so I don't think she gonna gain but so much extra. Now I say that I hope this helps her father get himself together, because you know we know that there's footage circulating around the internet right now. It's multiple, but it was one where he crying, asking the girl not to call the police, and acting crazy and having all kinds of tantrums. I wanted to say it was the narcotic, but I don't know. So allegedly it was the narcotic. That was one thing that was circulating the internet. The other thing is when the police came and put him out of his residence. And it was a whole thing because he was trying to figure out like how he was going to get his stuff and all that stuff. It was crazy. So I hope this helps him get his stuff together. He's a grandfather now. I don't know if he was already a grandfather, but he's a grandfather now. And you gotta start acting like you got some sense. When you, in my opinion, becoming a grandfather does not make you old, but when you become a grandfather, you are the one is you are, in essence, the patriarch of your family, right? So it's just, you can't keep acting like a little kid. Oh, thank you, Doc, because fuck, I was waiting to let that word go. You can't be out here acting like a fucking kid. Like, what the fuck? And judging by that footage that I saw, I don't know if y'all saw, I would never play that on my platform, but judging by that footage that I saw, you throwing tantrums on the floor and acting crazy and all of that good stuff, you still act like a kid. Just your behavior in totality alone, you need to grow up. But that might explain why Coily Ray don't rock with you, because you don't know how to act like you got some goddamn sense. Like, get it together. Shit. Get that shit together. Let's talk about this gent real quick. We gonna mark them off, run them down. So, Joe Budden was charged after allegedly standing naked in the hallway and is caught on a Ring camera. Let's get to it. You know that ain't right. And the fuck? Facts. No kid acting. I'm just saying. Like, he gotta grow up. Like, come on, sir. Get your shit together. But anyway, let's get to Joe Budden in the hallway, butt-ass naked. Joe Budden was charged earlier this month after authorities claim his neighbor saw him outside their apartment on Ring footage completely naked. What the hell, Joe Budden? According to the court documents, Buttons was charged on December the 4th, so he been got charged for this, in Edgewater, New Jersey, for lewdness. Joey, what are you doing? What are you fucking doing, Joey? Them Joeys are weird. I know I got one for baby. The Edgewater Police Department released a statement on December the 30th about the incident after news of the charge broke online, explaining officers were called to an apartment complex in the area at approximately 7:21 a.m. Wait a minute, I got questions. And I got some dot, dot, dot to this too. So the Edgewater PD says the caller was alerted by their Ring camera that someone was outside their home. And when they looked at the footage, they claimed Barton was standing outside naked as the day he was born. Oh my gosh, not a what the hell, Joe Budden? What's going on? Shall I say that's narcotic too? You have a track record, you have a history. The caller claims the video shows Budden attempting to enter a code into the resident's door keypad several times before heading back to his department. I'm just saying it sounds like no crowd out of me in the same building. The court court complainant says that the resident and two juvenile daughters observed the offense live on their phones. No, and the baby's seen it. By the way, Buttons recently talked publicly about strife with his neighbors. So did he do this on purpose? Claiming he was kicked out of his apartment for continuing to record episodes of the podcast there. He also previously said on his podcast that he was a sleepwalker. Okay. Have you been medically cleared of that, though? Like, have they gave you documentation to say that? Because I don't know if I believe you, Joey. Told you, y'all. Joey's is weird. All right, so here is the press release from the Edgewater Police Department. Donald A. Martin, the chief of police. Here's the press release. It was released on December the 30th, 2024. On December the 4th of 2024, at approximately 7:21 a.m., the Edgewater Police were dispatched to an apartment complex for the report from the resident that a man was standing outside of there. So basically everything we just said. The caller recognized the man as their neighbor, Joseph Button Jr., a 44-year-old male. The caller was alerted to Button by their doorbell camera. The video depicted Button attempting to enter a code into the door keypad several times before re-entering his own residence across the hall. As a result of police investigation, Button was charged with lewdness. I'm not going to do the codes. Y'all know how I hate doing the codes. Disorderly person's offense on the complainant summons. Chief Martin states that these charges were merely accusations and that the defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty by a reasonable doubt. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to get into his lawyers and stuff because I got other stuff I'm going to cover and all this thing. Okay. This is where my .. come in. I got questions. Yeah. That is what he said. Listen, I got a question. I don't listen to nothing Joe Biden said, but I'm going to listen to what has been reported. All right, yeah, okay. He might be in his feelings about them reporting him doing the podcast, but it's like, how much can they say? Because you pay bills there just like they do. I can record as much as I want. I don't know if that's a thing. Him being naked. The sleepwalker thing, this is where I have the problem. So he say he's a sleepwalker, but here's the thing. He was at their door trying to enter a code, and then he turned and went to his apartment. That's not giving sleepwalker. It's not giving sleepwalker. How are you sleepwalking but coherent enough to turn around and open your own damn door and go in it? That doesn't sound like sleepwalking to me. And then if you are a sleepwalker and you know you're a sleepwalker, then put some sleep with some damn clothes on just in case. Just in case. I don't know. Sounds suspect to me. I feel like you were in your feelings because they went to man at the rental office and said some things. Some people, yes, I sleep. Now, I get that part. But you know that you're a sleepwalker, which means you're bound to be somewhere else. So you should probably not sleep naked. You should probably not or not sleep in a house where you're alone and nobody can stop you from going out the house. It doesn't sound right to me. And you know, I listen to things. I pay great attention to things. You should probably sleep with some clothes on if you know that you're a sleepwalker. He said from what I just read, he said that he's a sleepwalker. He said that he was a sleepwalker. I said, sleep with some clothes on. So when you go to bed, because you have to, it's a process. Make sure you got at least some pajama pants or some sweatpants on. And then go to bed. So just in case you have an episode, you won't be caught naked on camera in front of your neighbor's door trying to put a coat in. And then turn around and go to your apartment. It still doesn't make sense to me. So I'm not running with what he said. It could be narcotics. He could be doing those again. Ever think about that? But I don't believe nothing Joe Biden said. Told you, it's a couple of people on this planet I do not. And actually, they used to work together. Them two together. I don't listen to neither one of them. This is the academics nor Joe Biden. I don't. I've been said that. So whatever he said doesn't make it. I don't know. It sounds suspect to me. But anyway, moving on. Let's keep it going because, I got a couple more stories I need to report on. I rarely report about this young lady right here, but she got some things going on, so we need to report it. We're going to talk about Nicki Minaj. It's crazy out here. In my opinion now, I mean, these people could have really done the things that they saying that they do, but I feel like it's the takedown of they taking them down. I don't know. It's the takedown. But anyway, listen to this. So Nicki Minaj can face criminal charges for an incident alleged in her former manager's recent lawsuit. Law enforcement sources say that the Detroit police have sent a warrant request to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office that is being reviewed to determine whether criminal charges will be issued. Child. It will fall to the prosecutors to decide if they'll file the charges. This all relates to the lawsuit Brandon Garnett, a man claiming he used to manage Nicki Minaj, filed on Friday, claiming she got physical with him in Detroit back in April of 2024. According to the lawsuit, Garnett claims that he was summoned to her dressing room after a show, and he says she flew into a rage when she learned he once sent someone else to pick up one of her prescriptions. Okay. Garnett claims Nicki repeatedly told him his life was over before striking him in the face with an open palm. He says that Nicki then slapped his wrist and knocked documents from his hand. Okay. He's suing Nicki for assault and battery, an intentional infliction of emotional distress, and he's going after her for damages. Nicki and her team have been reached out to, but so far no comment. Child. I'm sorry, that shouldn't be back up there. Child. It sounds a little spicy to me on behalf of the person who's reporting. But I could see it. Like, I could see that happening. Did it happen? I don't know. I wasn't there. This is all alleged. I don't know. Yeah, this is too happy season. Like, everybody is suing everybody. Like, everybody is suing everybody right now. And it's crazy. I'm not going to say this is the first lawsuit I've heard with Nicki in it, but this is the first lawsuit where I've heard somebody alleging that she did what it is that they, did the thing. Like, this is the first one I heard of that. I heard other lawsuits with her in it, but her physically assaulting somebody, this is the first one I heard where she did the thing. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Doc said, You get a lawsuit. You get a lawsuit. All hip hop gets a lawsuit. Yeah, I ain't doing it in my Oprah one. All right. Hold on. Hold on. I'm getting my Oprah. You get a lawsuit. You get a lawsuit. The whole of all of hip hop gets a lawsuit. That's what we doing right now. Yeah. Everybody's getting a lawsuit right now. It's crazy. Everybody's getting a lawsuit right now. And it's bananas. I never seen this many lawsuits in hip hop in my life. It's crazy. But anyway, speaking of lawsuits, let's get into this. So Jay-Z's lawyer eyes legal loophole in an attempt to throw out the great lawsuit. So, child. Jay-Z's attorney says that there are a bunch of holes in the great lawsuit against the rapper, and he's looking to have the case thrown out. You said meetings. Listen, I don't know what's going on, Doc. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so in court documents obtained, Alex Shapiro, the attorney representing the rap mogul, says that he's gearing up to file a motion to dismiss the lawsuit against Jay-Z, claiming the statute Jane Doe is suing under didn't even take effect until after the alleged essay. So after the alleged assault, and can't be applied against the rapper retroactively. I got some things to say about this. As Jay-Z's attorney puts it, the statute was enacted in December of 2000, 3 months after Jane Doe claimed she was assaulted by Jay-Z and Diddy at the MTV Video Music Awards after party. Even if the statute did apply, Jay-Z's lawyer says it only covers conduct committed within New York City. And he insists that the location of the alleged assault could not have been NYC. Because I do say that they went to his home in Jersey or something like that. So I could see that. He says that Jane Doe claimed in her complaint that she was driven from Radio City Music Hall to a large white residence with a gated U-shaped driveway about 20 minutes away. But Jay-Z's lawyer says any residence with that description, if it existed at the time, would be outside of boundaries of NYC. Jersey, perhaps? Okay. Jay's lawyer doesn't stop there, arguing that any of Jane Doe's possible claims have expired way back in August of 2021. So he's saying the statute of limitations are up, and so this shouldn't be considered, you know, at all. From the looks of it, the rapper's legal team is fighting hard to get the case tossed out. Jane Doe's attorney, Tony Busby, says that these are technical arguments being made, and the law is clearly on their side and the side of the alleged victims. The law is well settled that we are correct. Listen, Busby is serious about trying to get Jay-Z, and I think really Jay-Z pissed Busby off, for real. And now Busby is like, no, I'm going to get you. And as far as the Jane Doe, like I said, you said that it was 20 minutes. Y'all went 20 minutes away. And I'm thinking, like, that's Jersey. That sound like Jersey to me. You feel me? That sound like Jersey to me. So, I don't know. It sounds like Jersey to me. Like an 80s movie villain, right? Hey, he ain't playing though. Yeah. I'm going to get you. That's what he on right now. Busby is not playing. He's trying. And I think more of it is because of how Jay-Z came off initially with, you know, with his little press release that he had that we read already when he was going at Busby's jugular and talking about Busby and his psychics and stuff. And I really feel like that was directed towards Sloan Bella, but yeah. Busby is not playing with Jay-Z right now. He is trying. It's like a war. They like a war ignited between them two. And I think it's really because Jay-Z was talking smack about his level of profession. He did call him like a I forgot what he called them, what kind of lawyer he called him, but he basically was saying that he was like a bullshit ass lawyer and that he wasn't worried about him. So I feel like Busby is trying to make a point at that, like he trying to prove some shit at this time. Oh yeah, that's what it was, Doc. Thank you, baby. I couldn't remember what it was. He called that man an ambulance chaser. He called that man an ambulance chaser. And I think that rubbed Busby wrong in so many ways. Like, you calling me an ambulance chaser? You know, and lawyers, they have their own dialect that's offensive. And that, I imagine, would be very offensive. So it's a whole war going on, and we're going to see what happens. It's a whole lawsuit chaser, basically, right? Because that's what ambulance chasers do. You know, you go to the high data people that want to get them cases. Why? Because you can get multiple of those type of cases at one time. And you're going to get paid because, you know, they're going to have to insurance people and all of that good stuff. So multiple cases at one time, you're going to get your little cut, your 33% off of that. You feel me? You can pay the bills. You're not going to be worried about that. So yeah, that's right. But you don't want to be known as that though, as an attorney. Like, you know how offensive it is to say that to an attorney? That's why I feel like his attorney threw that in there. Call him an ambulance chaser. You feel me? To get him all riled up in this. Oh, you called me an ambulance chaser? Like, that's offensive. Like, that's offensive as hell. Doc said bad look for attorneys. It is. It is. I'm worried about my godmother. She's switching over to private practice, and that concerns me. Like, are you going to be able to handle when they say this type of shit? And then I'm going to take it personal. Now I'm going to want to come. Did you just call my godmother an ambulance chaser? So I'm saying, I see how that works. Now the family is involved. Ha ha. He was appalled. He was deeply appalled. Like, oh, did you call me an ambulance chaser? You know what, JC? It's war. And it's been like that ever since. I promise you. I promise you. They've been at war ever since. It's war. It's really war of the courtrooms and court documents, but it's war. And you called that man an ambulance chaser, and now he is on your back about everything. He is coming, and he don't care what you have to say. He is coming. And so we're going to see how this plays out. We will be jumping back into that particular case on Wednesday because there's more stuff that we got to talk about. And I was waiting for this one. So, yeah, we're going to jump back into this case on Wednesday and see why this is why we're going to see why there are holes in the case, according to the Jay-Z's lawyers. And, you know, see if these loopholes make it into the court, if they dismiss the case. But we're going to keep reading it, even if they dismiss the case. And so that's that. But yeah. Called that man an ambulance chaser. He was like, oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't call me an ambulance chaser. It is war. All right, but now it is time for me to show some love. I didn't even get to, you know, I hated Friday so much. And I hated job, hated. I got three more on Saturday than I was able to get through on Friday. But I hated it so much. I couldn't even show my love to my peoples. None of that, because the internet was so crazy and the weather was so crazy. And so I feel, my apologies, y'all. I normally, y'all know, I don't like to do a show without giving y'all some love, but the weather here is crazy. But it is time for me to give y'all some love. So I want to give a big, big shout out to anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I love you. Thank you for being here and watching what we got going on. Was going down. Doc said hit that like button. Live ready, live show, radio show, and get the app. Yes, you should. But I want to thank y'all for sitting, you know, coming over and watching what we got going on. I do. I appreciate that. I call that live love. Live love. But these people I'm about to talk to, they're different. These people listen, they download the podcast, they show love, and I love them. And so I want to start. Is this the first? Wait, I'm trying to think. Is this my first meeting in my day of the new year, since the new year started? I believe it is. This is my first. Happy New Year to those that tune into Medium Mondays. I think this is my first. It is. I thought so. Like, is this my first Media Monday since 2020? So this is the first Media Monday of 2025. So I didn't get to tell y'all Happy New Year for those that tune in for the Media Mondays. Happy New Year's to you. And so because of that, I'm going to give you some New Year love. 2025, we up from here. So just, I love you. These people I'm about to talk about, they are my listening audience. They download. And I appreciate them so much for just showing up and showing me love. And I love you so much. And I'm don't ever get it twisted. I get a little laggy from time to time. But I'm still here and I'm still doing it. And thank you. We call it the Love Notes. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. And then we used to bicker about the shit for a while. But you know what? I realized there is no love without compromise. So we came to a compromise and now we call it Love Notes. And I love it that way. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I wouldn't. He also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. I didn't, but I did have a lot of papers. But in all fairness, I had a lot of city, states, and countries on there. And so we don't do that anymore, though. We do it like this. It's faster this way. And I get to rope everybody in. There's probably some new ones on here. I need to go look. Let me make sure. Make sure. But, now we do it. Wait, let me get this right. And you just don't know because you be missing. So, hold on. Wait for it to pop up. Oh, let me see. Okay. See what I'm saying? That's why I had to come up here and check real quick. Yeah, baby. New one to, new country alert. I got to put them on the list, but I'll do it later. I love you guys so much. You guys are extraordinary. This is why you got to go look. Hi, it's all love. Thank you for all of the love. I love you guys so much. New country alert tonight. Ow, top of the year, love. It's all love. Thank you for all of the love, man. Shout out to my top six in the United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Rome, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for all of the love. I adore you guys so much. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh, I love you so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, Booz, I love you too. I just realized I'm too, but it's all good. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, baby. Thank you for the love. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. You guys are extraordinary. Last but not least, Hungary, Greece, Denmark, and Jamaica. Jamaica and Slovakia. I love y'all. Y'all, not so much that I got a new one, because I thought I had it was a new person, but they already on the list. Big shout out to Romania. I see y'all and y'all building these numbers, and I appreciate it. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't check the other one either. Hold on. I didn't check the other one either, but it's all love, and I enjoy seeing the list get long. Oh, no. Let's not do that, Bo. I enjoy very much seeing the list get longer and longer in new countries. It excites me. I'm trying to get this together over here. It excites me. It makes me happy. You know what it is? It's more so that I get to talk to other people around the world. And I mean, although you guys aren't necessarily speaking back to me, I'm speaking to you and you hear me. And I appreciate that so much. Just for the that you. Trying to make sure. Okay, they got it together. But that's extraordinary in my opinion. Let's see what Doc Dunn said. In my opinion, that's the best thing ever. And don't stop. Keep coming. Keep on. Keep on keeping on. Okay, so Doc said top flight. Catch the vibes. Listen. At your big granddad age, stop the kitty antics. I'm just saying, you are somebody's grandfather now. Even though, like, he got young children, but now you somebody's grandfather, and you already done made that girl mad a zillion times over because of the way you behaved yourself, and that's insane. So just try to do better. Try to do better. Just try to do better. Stop acting like a kid. Oh, gosh, you fucking toddler. Stop. Grandfather's not supposed to act like that. Worldwide, just like Hova said, and how Cat makes it happen. whether lawyers or whether they will not lose. I'm just saying, we will not lose. We won't. Well, I don't know about him. I don't plan to. And I'm planning to, but he not trying to lose. His lawyers are serious. Shapiro said, no, not today. It's a loophole. And then you think about it. That's why I said this case is a little different. Because I'm thinking if 20 minutes away, that's giving Jersey. That's giving Jersey, because you think about it. They had the MTV Music Awards. Of course, they didn't have that nowhere but Manhattan. 20 minutes from there, that's New Jersey. And it's not a New York City jurisdiction. That's New Jersey. That's crazy. That's New Jersey. That's how I feel about it anyway. Child, I feel like that's New Jersey. So she's saying it happened in Jersey. Then, yeah, she would probably have to file in Jersey. And the laws are different state by state, unless the federal government picks it up, and they're not going to in this situation because it's a freaking civil case. So, I don't know. Oh, snap! Kaboom! Guess who stepped in the room? What's up, Rock, baby? Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. But, yeah. So, but it sounded like her alleged situation happened in Jersey, and you never know how that stayed in file in Jersey. They found it filed in New York. Oh, But this is the thing I wanted to say too. Because yeah, you can get rid of that one, but can you get rid of Ramirez's mom? You know, I just got I just saw a photo of them in the picture. Jay-Z and Ramirez's mom in the picture together, hugged up, and he grabbing her booty. I'm just saying. Anyway, join the conversation. Call in, text, drop a comment. Numbers 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Yes, you can do that. Want to talk to us about anything? Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Sure can. Oh, sure can. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. They are greatly appreciated, and we would love it if you did it. Notice, I don't take requests because any music video that I do play, when I do play them, I have permission to play. Written, visual, audio, whatever, you name it, I have it. I want to play some music videos now. But I have permission. I don't play music of artists that I don't have permission to play it from. And as far as what my DJ does, he does his thing, even though y'all didn't get to really hear it in the way that I wanted y'all to hear because of the stupid weather. But he does his thing, and I appreciate him for that. But you want to hear a clear mix without no issue, go to the website, we'll get to that in a minute. But I don't take requests for him either. Like, just catch his vibe. Pour something, roll something, smoke something. Just leave your two sets to yourself. Catch his vibe. Join our coffee community so I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. And we can have salacious taboo titillating conversation. Do that. Oh, my bad. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And by the way, you can get to our coffee community from that website as well. So, yeah, go there. That's the hub to all things ambitiously. We got some work to do, but we're going to get it together for the new year. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But check out the website. Big shout out to our DJ, Go DJ. That's my DJ. I just saw him yesterday, I believe. He was shocked to see me. It wasn't playing. It was just like, hey. But I was having intellectual conversations with one of the enlightened ones. So, it shocked. I'm like, what? I'm going to tell y'all how we all know each other. But anyway, big shout out to my DJ, DJ Bruce Casey. He is the man. Leave him alone and let him vibe out the way he needs to vibe out. And let us know how you feel about the mixes. We would like to know. We would. And y'all know my saying, say it to his face. Don't say it to me, say it to his face. He be here on Fridays. He was here on Friday, this Friday, but it was just so ugly. The weather was just like deplorable. Doc says, salute, rock, happy new year. Yes, happy new year, boo. Happy new year, boo. Oh, sorry. Happy new year, rock. Happy new year, Doc. Happy new year, everybody. Happy new year. Even though I said happy new year to Doc already, but I'll say it to him again. Happy new year. Yeah, so that's that. That's that thing. I'ma just need people to get it together, though. I'ma need Benzino to just not be displaying that kind of behavior. It was very childish. I was like, what am I looking at here? Like, what's happening? And maybe, this one case might get dropped. I feel like it might get dropped or she going to get proven. I don't know. looking at a man child. Yes, because that's how he was behaving, honey. He was giving all kinds of man child behavior. You see him on that floor at that girl's feet? No, sorry. Please, you going to call the police. You going to call the police. Like, what the fuck is going on around here? Oh my gosh, you acting real crazy right now. I think it was narcotized, though. I think he won't have you narcotized. I just think. I don't know. But anyway, other than that, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. It's not. Except for on Media Mondays where I tell you everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want you to be nosy with me because it's fine. Again, I'm the tap in, not so much. Do too much on a telenovela. I try not to anyway. Sometimes it slips out though. The wiretap, for sure, I'm telling you business. You should not be a depraved, sinister, heinous, foul. Oh, I'm just trying to think, et cetera, type of person, high profile person with a court case that I can pull because I'm going to read it and my partner in good is going to read it with me. And so I don't have one and I won't read it because I'm pulling them. As long as I can get them, I'm pulling them. Sorry. Not sorry. And Wet and Wild Wednesdays, I tell more of my business. And now Cattails, I'm going to be telling a lot more of my business. And including some other people's business too, because but it's our business. It's really it's my business because I was included in the business. But their business, I'm gonna change the name. So don't comment if you don't want anybody to know who it better shit. Okay. I think that's the safe way to do it. Okay. But other than that, mind your business. Love your babies, hug your babies, tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. That they are amazing, that they can do anything they put their minds to, that you love them, that I don't even know what else you could tell them. Just tell them just to be great and that they are the gold already. They need that. They need to know. What the hell? They need to know that. What the hell just popped out? They need to know that. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best. Astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. I've never worked there ever. I know that has something to do with space, and my recommendation is get yourself a telescope, a good one, not the cheap kind. You know, the kind you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. No, get a good one. You gotta have a little girth, be a little bit. Not too heavy, and just have a little bit of heaviness to a little weight, a little big. You know, get you a good one. Go outside and discover something with your child. Or look up at space and see what you can see or discover. That's my recommendation. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator or engineer, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. Never worked there either, but what I do know is they have a need for speed. And at one point, the muscle car was king. And for that, I will always love them because the muscle car is everything in my world. That's part of my world. Want to get to know me? Know your girl. Love a good muscle car. But other than that, mom, you know, encourage them babies to do great shit. Don't be a shitty parent, man. I'm gonna just put this on the screen now so I have to worry about it later, Doc. Because hey, you big purr bitches. Stay in your lane, okay? My lane and your lane are not the same. Listen. And sometimes when you be jumping to other people's lanes, like assumptions, you assume that it's okay and it's not okay. So just stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. Yours is over there, mine is over here. Stay in your fucking lane. Plus, if you jump into my lane, it's ugly. I'm just warning you. Don't break the glass. Don't push the button. It's a piece of glass over top of a button. Break the glass, and then you push the button. All hell breaks loose, and we don't want that. Let me tell you what happens when you do that. This. Yes, indeed. That happens. And you don't want her. She's not nice, sweet, cuddle, none of that shit. She mean as shit. I said it. She mean as fuck. And you don't want her. You don't want her. Sorry. You don't want her at all. You don't want her. She's not nice. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good shit. Yes. And if you get her, then you probably going to get her. And I promise you, ooh, hey, you big perv bitches, I promise you. All right. Hopefully y'all can hear me now. You don't got to. I know the audio hit because I felt it with my hand and my hand hit the button and my audio was gone. But anyway, that's probably good because I probably was saying something. Nah, it wasn't good because I'm still going to say what I need to say. Hey, you big purr bitches. Hey, you purr. If cat is purr and cat is a happy girl. She is. Mm-hmm. But just staying fucking lane. Everything is copacetic. And plus, what usually happens when you cross into other people's lanes is a fucking collision. And who the fuck needs that? Not I, said the cat. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just staying fucking lane. And everything's copacetic, baby. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Pick and choose your battles wisely, little Caligula. Pick and choose your battles wisely, baby Caligula. Pick and choose your battles wisely, Petty Boots, aka Drake. Pick and choose your battles wisely, baby. I know it's back. I know. Pick and choose your battles wisely. I told you what happened. I hit the button with my hand and it switched it open. I know what's happening over here. But pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. It's not. Some battles you got to be like, fuck that shit. You got that shit. Now, I'm not saying all battles. But a lot of battles. You just got to say, fuck that shit. Fuck that. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. And worry about the war. In his case, or sue, you are correct. In his case, or sue. He ain't even suing the person that he was in the battle with, though. That's the crazy part. He's suing the record company. Nuts. Bananas. Well, you can't sue him. What you gonna do? You can't sue him. Anyway. But pick and choose your battles wisely. Pick and choose your battles wisely. And Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago, and I don't know if y'all was listening. I was listening hard. But they told y'all a long time ago, and I think that y'all should take heed. What they said is that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And that you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. And they said you walking around with your head down, scared to look. Listen, mama, say mama, sa, mama, ku, sa. I'm going to stop right there. But, yeah, fuck that battle. Worry about the war, bitches. I'm worried about the war. I don't know. I'm worried about the war. I'm worried about the snow that's outside of my house right now. Well, not really, because my lawn man came and cleared it out a little bit for us. But then the second wave came through. But anyway, pick and choose your battles wisely. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war. Next, be you. Be authentically you. Be amazingly you. Be genuinely you. Because you can't be anybody else. You can only be you. And I'm going to be honest with you. Why would you want to be anything else but yourself? Why? It doesn't make sense. You can't make anybody happy. Happiness starts within. So if they not happy already in here, it's going to be damn near impossible for you to make them happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. So that'll be a constant battle, one I wouldn't recommend. You come in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. You will. And you will spend a lot of time trying to make it right because somebody's complaining about it. And once you think you've made it right, guess what? They'll find something else to bitch about. So fuck them. Worry about you, boo. Worry about your happiness. Worry about your self-preservation. Don't be a selfish individual and not look out for other people. That's not what I'm saying. But make sure if you don't have nothing to give yourself, you don't have nothing else to give anybody else. So worry about you. Worry about your mental and your space. And dream big. Dream so big. I don't know. Just dream big. And then put that dream together as a plan to execute, bitch. That's all I'm saying. Fuck them. Don't let nobody tell you your dream is it can't happen or you can't make it happen. You can't. Dream big. That's all I'm saying. Dream big, execute. That's all I'm saying. Everything else will work itself out. You know? Okay. Well, it is now time for me to get out of here. I didn't go over too far. I did okay. But I love y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. I'm not going to be in no trouble, nor am I going to be unsafe unless something happens at my house because there's a whole bunch of snow outside. And, you know, as much as I'm used to snow, I ain't messing with it. I don't got nowhere. My kids are out of school tomorrow. I don't got nowhere to be. But in here, taking care of business. All right, so I will see y'all tomorrow for the tap-in. Myself and my partner and good doc will be here to talk about it. Yes, we will. And now it is time to go. I love y'all. Bye. Oh, and then I ain't had no issues today. That's okay. I like it. Bye, y'all. Stay safe. I'm so pumped.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.